were known as the Decade of Greed. And nothing encapsulated that sentiment quite like this clip of a movie we're about to watch. This is Gordon Gekko's great speech in the movie Wall Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of evolutionary system. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked an upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA.
So greed is good. I think the Bible has a different story, and so let me proclaim here that the American dream is at best a myth. But more likely it's a lie. So I want to let it soak in for just a minute about what we're about to talk about, that the American dream that we've been sold is a lie. I bought into it for more than 35 years. I can vividly remember the conversation that I had with my parents when I was a teenager, declaring I would retire at 30 as a millionaire. I was into the next big deal, climbing the corporate ladder, and no matter how much it hurt others, I was number one. I bought into this line that greed was good, and it nearly destroyed every relationship that was important to me. No loved ones, greed is evil. Greed wrecks, greed robs, greed rots, and greed, if you let it, will grind you into the ground. The American Psychological Association poll shows us that overwhelmingly, 70% or greater, overwhelmingly, the two sources of stress in America are the economy and money. So as we look into Scripture today, I'm going to ask you to come with me and join me in killing this lie and looking at something better. Now, to be sure, the American dream started with very noble intentions of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Today, though, it's buying, consumption, debt, getting yours before somebody else gets theirs. It's turned from something noble into a great lie. So ask, whose dream are you chasing? Is it to be in the top 10% of your class, to get in the top 10% of the colleges, to be in the top 10% of the jobs, to advance to the top of the company, to be in the top 10% of the income, to buy a new house.
所以你们是想要说你们在这个百分之十是最好的，不是你们这个百分之十的这个最好的这个大学，不是这个世界上百分之十最好的工作，不是你可以做到这个主管阶级，不是你的这个收入是最好的，然后可以买个大房子。
Whose dream are you laboring under?
所以你是为什么样子的梦在辛辛苦苦着？
Who are you trying to please? Is it your family's pride? Is it respect? Is it something you're trying to earn?
那你觉得你现在做的这些事情，你是在讨谁的欢喜呢？是不是因为我们这个家庭的这个骄傲呢？或是什么事情你是这么想要得到？
Is it the respect or admiration of people that you work with, or perhaps simply just a thinly veiled idea of the pursuit of perfection?
是想要说，让我们在我们这个中介，我们工作的人，让他们觉得说，哇，你好棒，或是说我们只是这样子，很想追求完美的。
Whose standard are you laboring under?
那我们是在什么样的标准下面，我们这样辛辛苦苦，这么劳力？
Are you tired of it?
会觉得好疲惫哦。
Are you under this heavy burden of expectation of yourself or the perception of the expectation of others? And wouldn't you like to release that heavy load?
那你会不会是因为就是别人对你的期望这么高，就是说你自己对自己的期望很高，那你是不是还想把这个重担这样卸下来呢？
So join me today in the bearing of this false promise, this endless pursuit of things that falsely promise to fill the gaps in your lives that give us false safety and false comfort.
所以我们今天我们就来把这个美国梦，我们就把它丢到一个行去，我们把这个谎言，我们把它丢开来，因为这个谎言真的只是好像是空空洞洞的，没有办法真的满足我们的心灵。Or
the falsely say that we'll have some status. Solomon put it the best. It's like chasing the wind.
对啊，就好像我们在追风一样，这个所罗门王说的，好像就是找一个这个升份而已。
But even in our churches, this idea of the American dream is deeply embedded.
其实仔细想想看，在美国教会当中也是有这种很不正确的这个美国淘金梦。
Almost without warning, almost imperceptibly, we try to live up to a false set of standards, a false view of God, and a false view of religion.
所以就这样子很不知不觉的，这些东西就跑到我们的脑海里。 我们就有这种错误的观念，我们就对神有错误的观念，我们对这个宗教也有错误的观念。The
performance that we have out in the world doesn't stop with the doors downstairs.
所以哈，这种观念不是说哦，进来教会就没了哈。
We have to be religious around other people, even in church.
我们就觉得好像来到教会，我们就要装的一副这样好像很敬虔的样子。
These rules and regulations that are artificially imposed on us are just as much of a burden as the pursuit of things in the American dream.
所以有的时候我们来到这边，我们觉得说啊，我们要做一副那种好像这个中规中矩的那个基督徒的样子啊。其实有的时候那种重担哈，就有点像那美国梦的那种重担啊，在我们身上那样压着喘不过气来。So
where's the rest?
那其他的要怎么样呢？
Is there any place to run for refuge?
我们到底有什么地方可以当我们的避风港呢？
Where can we find true refreshment? Is it a vacation?
想去度个假吗?
Alcohol?
不是，就是喝酒。
Or a nicer car or bigger house?
不是你开个比较好的车，或是你大的房子。
No. Deep refreshment can be found in one place, and no religion can give it to you.
所以说，真正的我们心灵能够要被更新的话，只有从那个源头，而且是没有任何宗教可以给你的。This
deep soul level refreshment can be found only in Jesus Christ.
我们真正的要有从心里面出来的那种心灵更新，只能从认识主耶稣开始。So
here are His words. He says, "Come to me, all who are laboring and heavy burdened."
所以他这里就说。 劳苦当中担的人，请到我这里来，我使你得休息。Are
you laboring in life as a parent, a child, or someone who's trying to earn God's favor or His attention?
所以你们是不是也是这样子呢？你们在生活当中当父母的、当小孩子，是不是也是这样劳苦担重担呢？So
are you burdened with these expectations from the world and advancement or performance? And notice that this invitation is available. to all. And this means you. Every one of us.
所以，我们是不是真的是觉得好像就是因为要一直高升，然后我们就要在别人面前要表现得很好，而且我就是别人有很多的期望，我们是不是因为这样的一个重担非常的重？可是你知道吗？耶稣在这里邀请我们，是邀请我们当中的每一位人，是每一个人。
His invitation is in two parts. He says,
他的邀请是有两部分。
He said, "Take my yoke and learn of me and learn from me."
他这里说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And he gives a reason why, because I am meek and humble of heart.
他这里告诉我们为什么，因为耶稣的心里柔和谦卑。
So what is a yoke?
所以这个轭是什么东西呢？
A yoke was intended to take a well-seasoned ox in an agricultural society.
所以这个轭啊，就是把一个这个有经验的这个牛放在一边。
Who knew how to plow in the right direction in straight lines and to be obedient?
然后那个有经验的牛，他就比较知道怎样走直线，而且很听那个主人的话。
The yoke would take this seasoned oxen, and it would be paired with an untamed young oxen.
所以这个轭马是放在这个有经验的牛的身上，然后跟另外一个没有经验、还没有被训练过的牛的身上，让他们一起走。
Then the young ox would learn from the one who knew how to do it exactly how to plow and to walk correctly.
所以这个比较还没有受过训练的牛，就比较知道怎样走直线，而且是怎样来顺服它的主人。
You see, we're not to take our yoke.Going in our direction and expect to cram Jesus in the other side.
所以我们就是要这样子，就是我们不是说我们自己把我们自己的轭背在身上，然后把这个耶稣放在旁边，让耶稣走我们的路。
It doesn't work that way.
并不是这样子的。
And many of us have something else in the position of the yoke anyway.
而且其实我们生活上面都是会有轭的。
Where would he fit?
那耶稣要放哪儿呢？
As we enter his yoke, as we enter our direct communication and connection to him, we learn of him and from him. We learn about his compassion and his love and his sacrifice and his death and burial and resurrection for us.
我们就能够更加了解他的这个爱心，他的爱，他的牺牲，他的死，他的埋葬，还有他的复活。
So will you detach today from whatever you're yoked to and yoked to Christ?
所以，是不是我们今天还愿意把我们这个轭放下来，然后把我们自己跟神的轭连在一起
？And he gives a reason that his character, if you will, is made up of the invitation is very soothing. He self describes himself as this meek and humble servant.
所以其实神他让我们这个轭，他让我们担上来，是因为他的这个品格是又温顺又谦卑，而且又卑微的。
This is quite different than the world and any other major world religion.
这个真的是跟我们世界上的这个想法不一样，或是其他的宗教的想法也不太一样。
The world is not meek.
世界上并不是这么谦卑温顺的。
Other religions have a heavy burden of performance to get where the ultimate objective is.
而且其他很多宗教都有很重很重的负担。
The world says, "Get yours, even if it's at the other person's expense."
而这世界告诉我们说，你就不管别人死活，你就去争取你要的东西。
Christ is exactly the opposite.
可是基督正好是相反的。
Christ says, "Take mine."
可是耶稣说，你就拿我的，我就帮你拿你的轭。
I'm humble and willing.
我是谦卑的，我是愿意的。
Take, there's plenty for everyone.
你们就拿去吧，因为我们足够给很多人的。
I remember what in the stories of him feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000.
你们大概记得耶稣他喂饱四五千个人的一些故事。
Which is really more like 20,000 and 16,000.
可是其实想一想，包括其他的那个妇女小孩，可能超过10,000，或快要20,000人。
The people and the disciples were anxious about what they would eat and how their needs would be fulfilled.
然后那些门徒人还有当场的人，他们都不晓得说这么多人要怎么喂饱呢。
But Christ fed them completely to the point that there was even more left over.
可是耶稣就喂饱了他们，而且还有剩下。
Sometimes we see meekness as a weakness.
有的时候我们觉得，哎呀，那个人好温顺啊，他好像是很软弱的那种感觉。
But it's a sign of great power.
可是其实那个是真正的是从心里出来的力量。
The most powerful man in the room doesn't have to show off.
你到了一个地方，你会看到那个最有能力的人，他根本就不需要去跟别人讲他有多棒。
The most powerful man in the room stoops and lifts others up.
你最有能力的人，他就弯下腰来使别人能够高升。
His humility is proven in that he left his place in the heavens.
所以我们可以想想看，他从天上下来，这就是他已经这么谦卑来到我们当中。
He condescended down to us.
他就屈就他的身份来到这里。
He came to earth to be subjected to the worst humanity had to offer.
他来到我们这个世界上，而且他面临这个世界上最惨最惨的遭遇。
He was killed brutally.
他真的就是这么被残忍的被杀害了。
How did he react?
结果他的反应是怎么样的
？He prayed for them.
他居然为了那些杀害他的人祷告。
But he was killed for what reason?
他是为什么被杀害呢
？Because he was healing people.
是因为他医治那些人吗
？Because he was feeding people.
不是他喂饱了很多人吗
？No, he was killed for freeing people from the burdens that religion was placed on them.
他就是使我们，使当时的那些人，他们被那种宗教那些规规条条绑住的那些人，他释放了他们，使他们得自由。
And his humility is on full display in that this was all his choice and his plan.
所以我们从他的谦卑中，我们可以看到，这是他的选择，完完全全是他选择要屈就下来。
This was for us. This was for you.
这个东西就是要给我们的，是要给我们在座的每一位的。
Would you accept it?
Amen.
Will you accept this sense of refreshment, or will you continue to pursue the things the world promised hollowly?
你愿不愿意也是跟他一样，这样谦卑来接受下来，或是还是要像在世界上这样汲汲营的劳苦呢？
Take a look at the last part of the verse.
我们来看看最后一节。
And just in case you are afraid of what lies ahead with a life in Christ.
如果说我们不晓得说，哎呀，当基督徒以后，这个将来的生活是怎么样
？He gives us great comfort.
他这边有写的非常清楚。
He says, "My yoke is easy."
他说我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
You see, when we come into His yoke,
我们来练他的轭。
And we're going in His direction.
我们就朝他要带我们去的方向。
Weighs nothing.
就根本一点都不重了。
If we say that we're with Christ,
我们跟别人说啊，我们
是。And pull in our own way,
可是我们自己走我们自己的路的话。
It is not condemnation that we get.
不是我们这样，不是说会得到责备。
It's course correction.
那个就是走错方向了。
On the back of your, this is all scripture. On the back of your sermon notes, there's the passage in Romans 8 about there being no condemnation of those who are in Christ.
你们如果看到你的这个夹页，这边有个罗马书第八章，讲到说，在主耶稣基督里面就不受责备了。
But you might ask, how do I know what direction he's going in?
然后我们有时候想说，那我们怎么知道呢？要怎么走
？And that's when he says, learn of me and learn from me.
那个时候就告诉我，我们要学他的样式。
I know we put so much effort into learning the things of religion.
有的时候我们好像对宗教一直学有关宗教的事情。
But are we learning about Jesus Christ?
可是我们现在是要学主耶稣。
Are you spending time in His Word? And are you spending time in prayer?
我们有没有在他的话语上面下功夫，或者我们跟他亲近
？Will you take His yoke today?
我如果今天来负他的轭的话
，His promise is firm that His burden is light.
他就是这样承诺我们，他的轭是轻省的。
Being a Christian.Does not impose more rules and regulations and expectations.
所以其实当一个基督徒不是说就一大堆规规条条就要放在我们身上。
Because you couldn't live up to them anyway.
我们根本就没有办法达到神的标准。
And that's grace.
所以那就是恩典。
We don't get what we deserve, which is our wages.
我们不会得到这个罪的工价。
We get what He offers, grace.
得到他给我们的就是恩典。
So if you joined him today, or if you renewed your vow to join with him today,
所以如果你今天愿意加入他的这个阵容，或是你再一次委身上帝的话，
My prayer has been all this week and will continue to be that you have this sense of refreshment.
所以我就为他来祷告，希望你能够心灵能够被神真正的更新了。
So ask him now to give you this refreshment that he offers.
希望现在大家就对神对耶稣基督说，求你更新我的心思意念。
To free you from the tyranny of worldly and religious expectations.
就使我们能够从这种专制的这个世界还有宗教期望中出来，我们能够得到真正的自由。
The world is crying out for this type of direction and this type of refreshment. Just look at the news.
我们看看那个新闻，你就知道世界上的人真的是很渴望有这种真正的更新、真正的方向。
They are go to worldly pursuits and false religions that promise peace and love, but can never offer.
可是他们常常被世界上的很多假宗教承诺平安或是与爱，可是其实他们就被绑住了。
So on this day, as we've set aside to celebrate the missional purpose of our faith,
所以我们现在我们就来这个。
Will you commit to grabbing hold of grace and commit to taking it into your schools and your places of work and the coffee shop and the whole world?
那我们是不是愿意真的就是紧紧的抓住这个神的恩典，然后我就把它带到外面去，到我这个宣教的那个职场啊，或是我们的学校啊，或是我们去外面这个咖啡小喝咖啡的时候，我们把它带出去给我们周围的人。
So, we have a great treat today. My good friend Stanley Daniels is here with us today. We were at seminary together, did some Greek together. Well, Stanley has come to the U.S. from his native land, his homeland of India, in which he's preaching and taking the good news of Jesus Christ into a very hostile land.So on this day when we're celebrating missions, I've asked Stanley to come up and he's been gracious with his time. He's going to spend a few minutes talking a little bit about all that God is doing, all that's going on in India. Then I'll come back and close us in prayer and then we'll have the Lord's Supper.
对，所以我们现在这个月都在讲宣教，所以我们请他来跟我们分享，然后等一下他会来为我们祷告。
I'm glad to be with my friend Ted and family and with all of you, Pastor, and all of you once more. It's the first time here. My wife Lena is here with me. And it's a joy once more to be here at this time.I never ever thought that I'd be up on stage or anything like this. I always like sitting in the back of the seat, like I never wanted to be in the stage. That's not something I wanted to do. But God had a different purpose. I was working in the banking sector with JP Morgan for a long time.But from 2001, the Lord started dealing with me, and you go into ministry, but I found different reasons why I should not go. But the Lord started dealing in that class, I submitted my life, and 2006 onwards, I started my studies in Dallas, also married.
所以到了2006年，我终于顺服神带领我的走。
And at that time, it's so God gave me a passion for the work in North India.
所以神那时候给我的感动就是要在北印度来做宣教的工作。
The burden God gave me in North India, the place I had never been before, and I told my dad, Dad, I have a burden for Bihar, India.
然后我就跟我父亲说我要去那个印度比哈尔那个地方，是我自己没去过。
My dad said, hey, you can't do it.
我父亲说你做不到的。
I was a person who was brought up in the cities of India and then here, New York and Houston. How can you handle this place?
然后我父亲就说，哎呀，你以前从很好的地方过来，然后你又住在美国那么久，那地方你怎么受得了？
But in 2005, he comes to me and say, Sam, we'll do something with you.
结果我爸爸在2005年就来告诉我说，我们要在那个地方，我们要做一些事。
He set up all the work, and the day of the inauguration of the work, my dad passed away.
所以他把所有的事情都弄好了，然后我们开始的那一天，就是我父亲也在当场做。
I was only supposed to be supporting him in the back, and suddenly now I am without, I had to be responsible for the work.
对，我本来只是说在旁边支持他，结果反而变沉默。
So in the beginning, I used to every summer and winter break we had, I used to go.
所以每一次这个有暑假或是冬天那个暑期的休假的时候，我就会一起去。
But in this very short time,
就在这么精短短的这些几个月当中，神就在那个地方动了大功。Means now there are about 130 missionaries working with the local missionaries working with me in Bihar. 所以在那个地方现在大概有130的宣教士跟我一起同工。God
has been touching me like last year in 2012, 360 people to water baptism.
所以去年的2016年，有360位在那边就受洗了。
We have worked in over 360 different villages over there.
我们在那边大概有360个这个不同的小小的村庄。
Let me explain one statement what Bihar is known as.
我跟大家讲一下，说那个滨海那个地方是怎么样有名的。
Bihar is known as the graveyard of missions.
对很多人来讲，好，那个圣地的宣教士的坟墓。
But now God is doing great things in that part of the world.
是很奇妙的神就在那里行了大事。
It is not our ability which God looks at.
并不是说我们，神不是看我们的能力多少。
God looks at, are you willing to submit your life?
神只是要看我们有没有那个意愿，愿意去顺服他。
You know, the passage which quickly got me in the last few days, which I've been thinking is the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 11.
所以我最近就在想一些事情啊，就是约拿。
Should I have not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the left hand as well as many animals? Last verse. When Ted was talking about the life of the United States, you know, I was thinking about my own thinking and life, what I was doing before. What does a banker do? He looks at the money, tick, tick, tick. That's all he cares. When you talk, look at a house, he sees home equity loan. He sees everything. That was me before. But if he sees you in a different way, he will change your attitude. He will change your thinking.
所以如果神看到我们，他想要让我们有往另外一个方向的话，他会改变我们的心思意念。
Today, there are many being raised, being knowing the Lord every day, not because of what I knew or anything, but because God had favor.
可是现在当中啊，我们很多人认识神，其实都不是我们宣教士做什么，都是神他自己使那些人认识神。
But what is our problem? Our problem is just like Jonah. We don't want to leave our comfort zones.
对，可是我们的问题就像这约拿一样，他不想离开他自己这个安卧的小窝。
You know, Jonah, when you look at the chapter, he was a great man, did great ministry in Israel. He was able to change Israel, and God is saying, go to Nineveh.
对呀，可是你看约拿，他本来就在这个以色列，他做的好好的啊，可是神却说要到尼尼微去。
Are we willing to get out of our comfort zone?
我们是不是愿意离开我们这个安卧？ 小安慰的那个小窝呢?
If we are willing to move out of our comfort zone, God is going to use this church to do great things. For that, we have to be willing to make the stand for the Lord. What do we do in return? We do what verse 9 says. Do you have a good reason to be angry about plant? And he said, I have good reason. We all say, oh, we grumble, say, oh, This is how it is. We are both men.
对我们，我们可能说了，我们就像这个约拿对神对约拿说，你因为这个困马发怒合理吗？然后
When we see the economy shaking a little bit, we grumble, Lord, why is this happening to me?
然后有的时候我们看这个经济哈越来越萧条，越来越萧条，我们就说为什么会这样子呢？
We don't realize what God's plan in our life is.
我们不了解说神在我们生命的目的是什么。
We don't understand what God's purpose in our life is.
我们不晓得神在我们生命中的旨意是什么。
But if we surrender our life in the hands of the Lord, He will change who we are. This afternoon time, I challenge this church. I'm not telling you to go to China. I'm not telling you to go to India. But believe me, there's a China in the United States. There's an India in the United States too.Can we have a burden to reach them? Where's the mission? God has called me for Bihar and northern parts of India. But there is a lost people in this country itself. Yes. Can we help reach them? That is why God has seen each one of us here.
所以神今天把我们大家招在这个地方。
To share the love of Christ.
就是把基督的爱向我们显明。
That many may come to know Him.
所以人才能够认识他。
When I look at India, there are billion people. China has more than that too. Between these two nations, we have great responsibility to the world.
对，所以我们在印度有很多还不认识主，在中国更多，所以我们有很大的责任要使他们认识。
The states I am concentrating alone has the population of United States.
我在这个我的宣教士那个工厂在那边，它的人数上就两千多。
UP alone has 320 million population.
就有三亿多人。
And if that's the case, don't we have a heart for the lost?
所以我们是不是对这些世上的灵魂有这种心呢？
God has brought us here, given us everything we need. Are we willing to stand for the Lord?
神把我们带到美国，我们所需要的每一件事情，我们是不是愿意为神摆上呢？
May God bless you with this short thought.
愿神祝福你们。我今天的话题。
How's much better than mine?
我讲的还好吗？
I just wanted to, as I was listening to Sam, sorry, off script. I'm struck at the beauty of this room. We're in America, in a free country, of American descent, of Chinese and Taiwanese descent, of Indian descent, all worshiping.One God. I mean, that to me is beautiful. I'm so glad you were able to come. Do you want to move into the Lord's Supper next, or do we have a response? Let me pray for us. We'll have a song and then we'll come together in the communion and then we'll
follow the Lord's Supper.
Father, thank you that we have experienced in this room today a tiny glimpse of heaven where all tongues declare that He is Lord. How beautiful is that?But as your text tells us, this is not a Lord that we worship of burdens and of regulations. But a freeing grace. Each one of us is tied or yoked to something that we need freedom from.
我们每个人身上都带了一个恶，我们需要从那个恶中被解脱。
As we look out into your word and we read it, we want to claim that and we want to pray that for each of us.
那我们读你的话语的时候，我们就要宣告，我们可以这样子做，我们可以担子可以轻省。
Because when we experience this freedom and this refreshment, we can't hold it only to ourselves. We must share it with others.
当我们经历到这种真正的自由被释放出来的时候，我们不能不去传。
The world is a brutal and broken place.
哦，这个世界真的是一个很悲惨的地方。
But our God is a loving and redeeming God.
但是我们的救赎主他是这么的慈爱。
Everywhere he shows up is better.
每个地方有他的同在就是比较好。
And he was here today.
他今天与我们同在。
And we are all better for it.
我们今天就比昨天更好。
Not for anything that we did.
并不是因为我们做了什么。
Only what he did.
而是因为神为我们做了什么。
May we go out from here, though, refreshed and sharing the gospel. And I ask for refreshment and I ask for the learning of him for each one of you. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.